ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We're learning Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Beis, we're starting the fourth perek. The Mishnah says, Echad dinei mamonos ve'echad dinei nefashos b'drisha v'chakira. Both dinei mamonos and dinei nefashos, they both need drisha and chakira. They both have to inspect the edim and ask them the questions, like it's going to be explained in the subsequent plata, the different questions that are asked to the Edom that are going to Drisha and Chakira. Shenema Mishpat Echad Yilachem, because it says Mishpat Echad Yilachem, and we learn after Mishpat Echad Yilachem that the dinim of dinim nefashis are similar, are hekish to the dinim of dinim ominous, and it says in the pasuk by dinim nefashis with the rashta v'chakarta hetev, and we learn out that dinim ominous similarly needs Drisha v'chakira. Then the Mishnah says, "Man bein dinim mamonis l'dinim nefashis," and the Mishnah proceeds to say 10 differences between 10 halachas that we have by dinim nefashis that are different than those halachas by dinim mamonis. So the obvious question is, when the Mishnah started saying that for Jewish and Chakir the same, because we have a drasha mishpat echad yilachem, and there has to be one mishpat for dinim mamonis and dinim nefashis, so what's the pshat and all the differences between the dinim mamonis and dinim nefashis that we have? Why should they be different? Why wouldn't Mishpat Echad Yilachem make them the same? And Bemis and Taisen of Bezim and Beis asks his kasha, and at that point he blives with the Sarachian. But Taisus here, Shtelzuch on the kasha, he says, L'inyin mili detoli b'schus v'choy v'ein la'ashvaysa, l'shayach b'dinim ha'maynis. These Mishnayis are talking about things that are in regard to schus and chayva, that you paisch on the schus, And your matan, you need matan al pishnayim l'chayva and al piyachal l'schus and akom alam l'schus and akom alam l'mchayva, etc. And the fact that the gemara din l'chayva can't be done on the same day by din nefashis, have to wait another day. That's also in order to find the schus. Says the din by din nefashis that the Eibishter wanted that we should not be quick to kill somebody. V'tzilu eida, we try to find the schus, try to make sure that the Nidin does not get killed, and that only applies to Dinah Fashis. It doesn't apply to Dinah Mamanis. You can't learn that from a Hekish, because that whole Dinah Manach Shayach Bechlal by Dinah Mamanis. Now, the Ran asks, that's true for most of the Mishnah, but the Etzim Din Lamashal, that Dinah Mamanis is Beshleisha, and Dinah Fashis is Etzim Beshleisha, the first thing the Mishnah said, that wouldn't apply exactly. You don't find Schus and Chayv in that way. But that, the Ran says, is not really Shver. Because the psukim, by dinim ha-mainis, you learn out from the psukim, like the Gemara had in the beginning of the first parak, that it says three times alehim in the pasuk, and the mele, you learn out from there that you need three, and by dinim nefashis, it says, v'shaftu eid, v'tzil eid, there's 10, so there it says you need 23. So since the pasuk is a specific drasha in regard to dinim ha-mainis that you need three, and a specific drasha in regard to dinim nefashis, you need 23, so it's not shaykh to say Mishpat Echad, to put them together, when the Psukim Lehed, you put them apart. And most of the other things is Negei, Takat, Eschus, and Chayva. But factor on, the last thing in the Mishnah, Dine Mamanas Atmeis, Vataris, Meschilim, and Agadol, Dine Nefashis, Meschilim, and Atzad, that when you start the count, you ask the Dayanim what they hold, and everyone gives their opinion, so we could see where the majority opinion is, that dinei mamonos, we start from the gadol of the bezdin, and dinei nefashis, we dafke start from the katan, menatzad. Factor on, what does it have to do with schus and chayva? That's nothing to do with schus and chayva. That's a procedural thing. So if you have a limud, l'mashal, by dinei nefashis, to start menatzad, why would Mishpat Echad Yilachem teach you that limud would apply to dinei mamonos as well? That's factor chedush eran, and vidaran. Advices is more. You have to say that Mishpat Echad Yilachem is only regard to the Iker Din, the Iker Edus, the Kabbalah's Edus, how the Iker Din is done. Mashen came a procedural thing, like who starts the question? Do you start from the Gadol, or do you start Minatzad? Mishpat Echad doesn't apply to that. Mishpat Echad is the Mishpat. Whether you do Jewish of the Kir of the Edom, that's the Guf HaMishpat. So mainly there you'd have Mishpat Echad Yilachem. Mashen, if you start, says the first opinion? Is it the Gadol or is it the Katan? That's not in the Etzim Gufa Mishpat, and Mimela Mishpat Echad Yilachem won't apply to that case. But Kenira Taisus holds that this also has a din of Sklus and Chayva. Taisus doesn't rule it out. Taisus Vaisus holds that whether you start from the Gadol or you start from the Katan is also inyan of Sklus and Chayva. So the Aruch Haner says, the Rashi and Daf Lamed Vav that says that you start from the Gadol, you don't start from the Gadol, I mean, because it's Lysan al-Riv, and we darshan Lysan al-Rav, Lysach like a Mufish of Bebezdin. So Rashi says that, so we don't start from them. Dil mechaz lechayva v'loy pelgina alei. U'maskilim in atzat. Why did Rashi say dil mechaz lechayva? Let Rashi say anything that he might say, he won't argue. Vais dais, the din of Lysan al-Rav, the din not to start from the Gadol, is because the Gadol might say chayva, and they won't argue on him. See, Kipshut Dayenid Din of Isan al Riv and Azay State in the Ran and the Mukiyasif near Azay State in the Rambam, Nilchis and Ejim, Perigur al Achavav, that the Pshat is, not the Pshat, you're not allowed to argue on the Godless Shubbestin. Rather, you're allowed to argue on the Godless Shubbestin. The Pshat is, people might be reluctant to argue on the Godless Shubbestin. Mukiyasif says, Mafurish, even if the Gadol said his opinion, and if you hold not like him, you're mechuyev to say your own opinion. You're not allowed to mevatel dastim. That's why you're on the Sanhedrin here. It's not considered a good Sanhedrin if you hold not that way, and you don't say what you really hold because the Gadol said faket. That's the Lashon of Rashi. Shem yishal yirtzu lach legolov. We'll speak about this more, Beis Hashem, when we get to Daf Lamed Vav. But as though you could learn that the Pshat is, that stam. We don't want the Gadol Shu'a Bezdin having undue influence here. We want that the people should say their real opinion. That will come out of more Mishpat Emes. When you have everyone saying their own opinion, everyone hears everyone's real opinion without influence. So Mela, that will come out from the Klolius. Everyone will hear all the different opinions. They'll be able to form their own opinion more. It will come out more of a Psak Emes Lamitai. So that Svar would apply Saibadini Mamani, Saibadini Nefashis. That's what the Ran is L'chari Taining. But Rashi is mashma, it's not the vart. Chvesnish, ken zayn lagabe the din emes lamita, maybe it's good to hear the Gadol first. I'm not sure. The ik of vart the Rashi is saying is that the pshat is he might say l'chayiv, and then there'll be less of an influence of schus. There'll be more of a netiya towards chayiv. So ken zayn shittas Rashi is that dosa lane to get the din to be more emes. Could be the Milas and Chesreinus. Could be if the Gadol speaks first, you'll hear from the Gadol first, maybe that'll be more of a din emes that way. But the problem is a din of schus. We want to make sure in case the Gadol says a din of chayiv, so zicha, there'll be more of a tzan for chayiv. You see, stam, we always try to make schus. You don't wait overnight. If they pass on the schus, you don't wait overnight. And if you pass on the chayiv, then you do wait overnight. And a Talmud that wants to say a schus, we listen to him. And a Talmud that wants to give a svar for chayiv, we don't listen to him. So we want the court to be more biased for schus and for chayiv. And if you're going to speak to the Gadol first, the Gadol, if he's going to say chayiv, so you're not going to have the bias for schus. But sad to add some emes lamita, it could be better. Or it could be the same. But the bias for schus you won't have. You'll have a bias for chayiv, which is a steer to the schus. That's Mustam what Taisus held. So Mel, the whole din of Paiskim and Atzan doesn't pass by mom, and it's Stam a din to make schus. It's not a din, Stam a tzan the mitus of the din. As if Ashtach Berich, that's what Daruch Lener says to answer the Ran's kasha. With a little isophis for myself. The Rishash asks, why didn't the Mishnah also say the din that Edis Miyachedis is good for Mominis, but not for Nefashis? If the Edis didn't see each other, so for Mammonis, it's good. They don't have to see each other. But for Nefashis, they have to see each other. They have to be Rein Elu as Elu. Eidus Miched, this doesn't work for Dini Nefashis. And Taiz Ben Eperetz already asked this kasha. Taiz Ben Eperetz says that the reason is because the Mishnah is only discussing the Dinim of the Dayanim, of the Din Teir. What did Dayanim have to do? The Hilchus Sanhedrin, the Hilchus Dayanim. Eidus Miched is the Din Hilchus Eidus. Which Eidus is good? That's not what the Mishnah is discussing. Could be that's why you don't have Mishpat Echad Lagai Be'edis Mi'chedis, because it's not a din in the Mishpat, it's a din in the Edis, a different thing. Even though it's negayat to what the Bezdin does, but the Pshat is it's not a din mitzan Hilchus Bezdin. It's a din mitzan Hilchus Edis, which Edis is good for din Nefashis and din Mammonis. You don't have Mishpat Echad for that. Or it could be like Taisa says, that Mishpat Echad is only coming for something which is not totally in Schus and Chayva. Could be the din that Edis Mi'chedis, you learn that from L'yom Esau Pi'ed Echad, that Eid Echad means Eidus Mi'chedus. If the Eidus aren't coming together, they didn't see it together, is a din layomus of Eid Echad. That's a din of schus. That's a din of being matzil the nidin. And mail on that, it doesn't pass the din of mishpat echad. And now let's start the Gemara. The Gemara is a kasha, dini mamanis min bin and Jewish v'chakira. It says in the Mishnah that echad dini mamanis v'echad dini nefash is b'Jewish v'chakira. The Gemara says, avarayin dini mamanis is not ni Jewish v'chakira. Because it says, shtar shizman akasa b'echad b'nisim b'shmita, b'edva ma'echam atemidim ashtar zeh, v'loi b'yem ploini imonu yisim ima komploini. The shtar was written the specific date, the first day of Nisan and Shemitah, and Edom says, how could you have signed the shtar? You were nowhere near there, you were with us at that date. Shtar kosher ve'edav k'sherim. The shtar is kosher, the Edom are kosher. Chashin Hashem echru v'kesvu. And Rashi says they actually wrote it on Echad b'Nisan, the date that they wrote in the shtar, it's just that they witnessed the halvon, and the malvat told them to write the shtar. Well, the Leiva told them to write the shtar. I mean, they witnessed the Alvon at an earlier date, and they only wrote it that date. Other Rishonim are bothered why Rashi had to say it that way. Why can't you say that they wrote the shtar earlier, but they put in a post-dated shtar? They wrote in a later date. They won't go into that so much. Al kapana the Gemara is the kasha isal kedaita rabin and Jisha v'chakira hech rashin and shemachru v'kesvu. You're going to tell me that you need Jisha v'chakira. How could you possibly say that maybe they wrote it later? So the Gemara is mafab a little bit. The Gemara says, Amr Abchanin and Dvar Teir Echad Dini Mamayna Echad Dini Nefashis B'Jishu V'Chakir Shanem Ma'amish B'Lechad Yilachem U'matam Amr Dini Mamayna Slay B'Nish V'Chakir Kadei Shlei Tinol Delos If Ne'lovin. And really, Dini Mamayna needs Jishu V'Chakir Midaraisa. In their abundance, they took off the requirement of Jishu V'Chakir so people shouldn't hesitate from lending money. They should be able to understand, they'll be able to get the money back easier in court. If you're going to require Jewish Hakira, they're afraid the Edom won't be able to withstand the Bezin's investigation, so they won't want to lend the money in the first place. Mara says, other Terutzim, Rava says the difference between Dine Knossos and Adas Malvais, Rapapa says the difference between Dim Ruma and Shane Ruma, but Bez Hashem will go into that a little bit at the end of the Shem. But the Rishonim point out, they all mask him to Rabbi Chanina, that by Da'as Falvayis, be'etzim, there was a din of Jisha v'chakir mid'araisa, and the Rabbanan took it off, so Tinal Dalas v'fnei Lovin, just Rava held that it's fair to say Amish is only going on the din d'araisa, so Rava said that Amish will be going even after the Takanas Chachamim by Dine Knossos. And her Papa said it's fair to say that Amish Nadafka by Dine Knossos. So Amish is going, even by Da'as Valvayis, even after the Tkanas Chachamim, by a specific case of Din Maruma. That's the Gemara. But this two mahalchim in the Rishonim had to understand the Gemara's kasha. What was the raya from the shtar that the fact that when you mazim the Idei Hashtar, you say Imanu Yisem, you say Shem Echru V'Kesvua, where do you see from there that you don't need Jisha V'Chakira? And from this, we'll get to also discussing a machlekes Rishonim, what's the din if the Edom will machesh each other b'chakiris? Another in Yonim HaMestafim. The Anurma explains the Gemara's kasha that if you need Jisha v'chakir, what does it help to say Echru v'kasvu? Even if the Echru v'kasvu is zok the Anurma, it's still going to be possible. And the Chari means because it's missing Jisha v'chakir. It's good. On the Dini Jisha v'chakir, which are in the beginning of the fifth perek, the Mishnah in the fifth perek, the Mishnah explains that there's two things, it's chakiris and bedikais. Chakiris means to ask them exactly when the Eidus was, which Shemitah, which year, which month, which day of the week, which day of the month, and which hour, and also which place, exactly the time and place of the thing. That's called chakiris. And bedikais are all other information that you'll ask them exactly what you saw, different details of the Eidus. And the Mishnah explains that b'chakiris, if they say they don't know, the Eidus is batal. B'dikis, if they say they don't know, the Eidus still could be kayim. They say they don't know different details that happened, it's fine. Only if they contradict themselves. One Eid says one detail. One Eid says that it was a white wallet. Another one says a black wallet. So then, Eidus and b'tela. But if they say they don't remember the color of the wallet, okay, not a problem. That's not a problem. But chakiris is a problem. And the Gemara explains, on Nefem Aleph and Mebeis, that if they don't know the chakiris, it's the Eidah She'iyat Yachal HaZimah. Eidus has to be ba'ifin that people could be mazim this Eidus. If they don't know when it happened, if they claim they don't remember exactly the date, they remember the story very well, they don't remember the date. But now, how are you going to mazim them? How are you going to say at that time it was Imanu Yisem when they never told you what time the Eidus was? They don't remember what time the Eidus was. Well, if they don't tell you the place, how could you say Imanu Yisem in a different place if they didn't even say the place where it was? Maybe it happened in that place. So that's why the Gemara says you can't say any Yedeya to any of the Chakiris. It's the Eidus Yitiochel Azima. So Pashas, that's what the Yad Raman means, that even if they were Ma'achirit, it's still going to be possible because they never told us when it was. We don't say they're lying because it didn't necessarily happen to have to happen on the date that's written in the Shtar, but then we have no idea when it happened. So we're missing the Chakiris. We don't know the time. The Chakiris are going to tell you the time, which mitzvah, which year, which month, the day of the month, the day of the week, the hour. And by a Shtar, we don't know the time. Even if there's a time written in the Shtar, but if Mazimim come, we say that that wasn't the time. So what was the time? We have no idea. So it's Eidus Yitiochel Azima, as I state in the Yad Ramah. All he says is will be possible. That's what he means. The Ran also says it's Eidus Yitiochel Azima. The Teres Chaim says it's the Ravan. Kama Rishayim and Achreinim learn that's the Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. So what's the Gemara's Teres? You don't need Yishuv Achkir. So Mugi Yosef says, it means you don't need Eidus Yitiochel Azima by Dinim Ominous, because you really can't be Mazim them. You don't know exactly when it happened. You don't have Yishuv Achkir. You don't ask the Eidim when it was. The Eidim tell you they saw this and this story, and they saw him borrow the money, or whatever the case was by Dinim Ominous. And they don't tell you when it was. So you can't be Mazim them. So Mela, you don't need Eidus Yitiochel Azima. So there's a shmuz in the Paiskim about this Nakuda. There's a long shach in Siman Lamed Gimel, Sifkan Da Zayin, where there the Ramah brings what he says, a machloikis rishonim, is there a din of Eidus Yitiochel Azima by Mammon or not? The Ramah and the Sman, they bring a machloikis rishonim, they name man that be'etzim by Mammon, also you need Eidus Yitiochel Azima, there's a psul of Eidus Yitiochel Azima. But they say not all rishonim hold that way, and one of them is this Nemuk Yosef that says, that the maskani you don't need Yishuv HaKir, that means you don't need Eidus Yitiochel Azima. So the Shach says it's not true. Shach has a lot of rayas he brings from Gemara, Mishnah, Rambam, that avadi you need Eidus Yitiochel Azima. The taina de Shach, the pshat is that you don't need Yishuv HaKir, meaning normal there's a halacha that you have to go and make sure that you facilitate the Yochel Azima al yidei that you ask the Eidim clearly all the Sheva Drishas, all the Chakiris, which meet to which year, which month, which day of the month, which day of the week, which hour, which place. So the Eidim will say with the Kloikat what it is, and then you'll be able to mazim the Eidim. So that's necessary to ask them Lehedya. Hashengev Eidine Mominus, you don't need Yochel Azima means that you don't have to facilitate the Azama by asking them these questions, but you could assume that it's Yochel Azima, you could assume that they know the answer, you could assume they know exactly what time and place it was. So maybe let's call Yochel Azima. But let's say you ask them, and they don't know, they say they don't know, or let's say they were Machish B'chakiris, Tainet Deshach Avad will be puzzled, because Avad the din is Be'edus Us, you need Eidus Yochel Azima. It brings a lot of rice. So the Shach holds, if the Eidim don't say exactly the time and the place, that's Kasha by Mominus, because we assume that they know the time and the place, and Mamela we assume it is called Yochel Azima. Mashayin Kain, if we would Taka ask them, if whatever it is, the Bezdim would by mistake ask them, or for any reason we'd find out the Eidim don't know the time and the place, or if the Eidim were Machish each other B'chakiris, so then Taim the Shach Avan would be possible. Because he has a lot of rayas of Adav Eidim also, you need Eidus, even by Mominus, you need Eidus, Shat Yochel Azima. But time at the Urim V'tumim on the Shach, it doesn't make any sense. Eidus, Shat Yochel Azima, there's nothing to do with them knowing the time and the place. That's not the point. The point is they have to say the time and the place. The fact that they know the time and the place is not going to help us be mazim them. What's the difference if they know the time and the place? But if they never said it, how can you mazim them? If you mazim them, they could always say it was a different time and a place. How is anyone going to say Manu Yisem? Mind if you mean if they know it or they don't know it? It's a pelot shach. He says that's the maskan. That's the askama. Peishuin in Ksuvis Daf Chafalif in the Kuntri Sachin also says smaisim mechol yaim. Avada they don't have to know. Even if they say klar, they don't know when it happened. It's avada good by dinim aminus. Now tainet the tumim. So what is Rishainim? The Maisa, the Shach brings good rais from Shas from Rishainim, Kabana from Rishainim klar. And they also say in different time in different places that there is a psul of Eidisha She'iyah at the Yochel Azimah by Mominus also. What's the pshat? So he says like this. Eidisha at the Yochel Azimah includes two things. One includes that it has to be a chance that the people should come in and be able to say Manu Yisim on these Eidis. So there, by Mominus, you don't need that. Because it's impossible for anyone to say Manu Yisim on the Eidis. They didn't tell us what time it happened. They didn't tell us what place it happened. And Mimela, no one could say Manu Yisim. It's impossible. It's an impossibility. Avada, yene eidish at yachal azimah, you don't need by mamanis. But there's another thing. Let's say, punkt, in this eidish, they would happen to tell us the time and the place. And people will imazin them. And for whatever technical reason is, they won't get any einish. So that's another problem of yachal azimah. So that applies by mamanis also. The eidish has to be a zasart eidish that if they would be Muslim, they would get an einish of kashir zamam. That's another din of Eidish at Yachal Azimah. Yenid din applies by Mammon as well. The whole takana to take away Jewish of Echakira is to go and say that we don't have to know the time and the place of the Eidus. So Kumtais practically will never be able to masim the Eidus, but that's good mi takanas kachamim. But the other din of Yachal Azimah, that they have to be, that when they become Muslim, they'll be punished, will accept them as imam, and will punish them. If there's a technical reason why not, like those are the reasons with which the Rishayim were discussing this halacha. Like Lamashal, let's say the Edom are kravim to the Dayanim. The Dayanim are relatives of the Edom. So if Mazim would come, the Dayanim won't be able to accept the Mazimim because they can't accept Edus on the kravim. So such a thing means even if there were to be Hazama, we wouldn't be able to vir duch the parish of Hazama. That's another din of Yachal Azimah. That din would apply by din of Amunis as well. But Al Kopanim Lefidis Rishayim, the Ran, the Adramah, like we said, the Kash of the Gemara was that you see that you don't need Jisha V'Chakira because by Shtaris, we have absolutely no idea when it happened. The Eidus are not telling us when it happened. You have a Zman and the Shtar, but if Mazimu would come, you could always say that it's not the correct Zman, a Chruv V'Kasvu. So Kum Tais, the whole point of Chakiris is to be able to pin down the Eidim and make it Yachal Azimah, and by Shtar, you don't have that. So El Tzirai, that Mominus do not need Jisha V'Chakira. The Gemara says, "Enichinami, Mominus do not need Jisha v'Chakira," and the Pasha says, like the Tumim says, even if there's mamish, no way to pin down the Edom and imagine them. That's why it's good, but the Kanas Chachamim, even though maybe other dinim of Yachal Azimah you might need. Now, there's a machlokes Yishainim. What's the din if they're huchash b'Chakiris? What's the din? Not if they say they don't know. That's a machlokes Achrayim, like we said, and Rav Achrayim, Rav Paiskim them on. If they say they don't know the Chakiris, that's the same thing as if you didn't ask them the Chakiris. That's kosher. But what's a din if they happen to talk about what when it was, and one eight says it wasn't a certain day, and the other eight said it was a different day. So they're machish each other b'chakiris. What's a din? So we had a Gemara earlier on Daf Lamed Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Eidus ha-machashes zu ha-zu b'bedikais k'sheir b'dinei mamanis. If they machish each other b'bedikais, then the kosher b'dinei mamanis. B'dikais are not the exact time and place. The details about the Eidus. The details about the Eidus. So there he said, if the Machash themselves are B'dikas, it's Kasha B'dinim Amunis. That would sound like in Chakiris, it's possible B'dinim Amunis. And that's the Psak of the Rambam. And Ilchus Eidus, Perek Gimel, Alacha Gimel. And the Shulchan Aruch, in Chayisha Mishma, Simen Lam, it's Siv Beis, that if the Machash each other B'chakiris, the Eidus is Batul. Now the Shach, there brings down the Ravon. Actually, in a lot of Tfusim, it says the Ramban, but they say it's a Tayyusayf, it's not the Ramban, it's really the Ravon. But the Shach brings down the Ravon, it's in Sim Mem Gimel, we have it in the Ravon, the Tshuva, to the Rabbani Regensburg, that the Kasha of the Machish B'Chakiris, and the Ravon's Raya is, because the Gemara says, that you don't need Chakira, that they mevatel din of Chakira B'dinim Amunis. So since we hold you don't need Chakiris B'dinim Amunis, who would then, when the Machish each other B'Chakiris, it would be Kasher? But like we said, the Shulchan Aruch passes not the way, the Rambam holds not that way. So the Shach in Simon Lama Gimli brings us as a riot, as you cite. He says, what's the pshat that we're mechalat between a chashu b'chakiris and a chashu b'dikas? What's the difference between the two? By din nefashis, they're both pasul. So why by din emamanis we say that by b'dikas the kashu and mechakiris the pasul? Taina teshach, because you need eidesh et yachal azim emamanis also. So male, that chashu doesn't bother us, zok teshach. Otherwise, we'll bother us by b'dikas also. One says one way, one says v'keit. They say, good, one's making a mistake, and ishkeferlich. We don't mind that one's making a mistake in a detail. That's okay. That doesn't affect the Eidus by Dina Mamadis, only by Dina Nefashis. But the Chilik is, Zag Deshach, because you need Eidus Shetiachal Azim, but we have to know what time and the place was Be'etzim. We have to know it, because we have to be able to imazim them. So if they say any day Levi Deshach, or they machish each other, so it's Eidus Shetiachal Azim, and the male, it's possible. But like we said, it's hard to understand the Shach, because if they don't say it at all, it's Vayde Eidus Shetiachal Azim. So the Tumim explains that the Chakiris, usually people are medactic on. They don't know, they don't know. But if they say the exact time and date, that means they were trying to get it right. And if they're machish each other, obviously there's something fishy, somebody must be lying, or someone must be not being careful, and the male, it's Apostle Eidus. Now Shek and Bedikas is details are very hard to remember, they're easy to get mixed up. So Lefi the Tumim, and Lefi Lechaya, the Rav Peskin that Neman, that any a day is good by Chakiris, but Hachashu by Chakiris is no good. The reason why Hachashu by Chakiris is no good is because Hachashu by Chakiris, even by Mamanis, is a pshat that we're assuming there's epish vach about this Eidus, there's epish wrong with this Eidus. There's something fishy, just like Hachashu by Bedikas, by Dina Nefashis. It's a raya that's not a good Eidus. And the Ravon knows not that way. The Ravon knows that Hachashu Chakiris is not a raya, it's not a good Eidus. There's no chilik betzim Chakiris and Bedikas. But Lamaisa, you don't need Chakiris at all. You don't ask the Chakiris, and even if you ask this any day, it's kosher. But Achash is a problem because Achash is a chsayin in the Eidus. The whole Eidus looks fishy, not because you're missing Chakiris. It's Achash in the Eidus. This is a pshat in the Gemara based on the Chedush Eran, the Hadramah, the Mefarshim that hold that the Gemara's kasha was that you don't have Chakiris because they never told us what day it was. So Shem Echru v'kesu, you're missing Chakiris, it's Eidus Shiat Yachal Azima. And the Gemara's Teretz says, you don't need Chakiris by Dina Mamanis, that's the Yisayin. And that's why it's good, even though the Eidim never told us what time it was, what date it was, that's the Takanas Chachamim. But Rashi has a whole different shot in the Gemara. Rashi says, when the Gemara asks the Kasha, Yisak etayit l'chabin and Jewish v'chakira, heich hachashin and Shem Echru v'kesu, Rashi says, "Hey, Chama Hashem Achru Mechte Jewish of Chakir Lachushi Kasi, veHeicha to come Schachashi Kamon Neku Anamet Tzinu L'Mosayu B'Shema." The point that Jewish Chakir is to go be Machish, and here the Muchish Kamon, and we're gonna go and be Metatzinon L'Mosayu B'Shema. We're gonna say maybe Achru V'Kesvu. So I have two shailas on Rashi. One is, why didn't Rashi say like the other Rishayim? Why do Rashi have to come up with a new pshat that is the kasha was that how could you go and say Shema Chru V'Kesvu if you need Jewish V'Chakira? And the point of Jewish V'Chakira is to see if you could be Machish to Edim, and here you are Machish to Edim, and now you're going to say maybe a Chru V'Kesvu, you're going to try to fend for that. That's a steer at the Jewish V'Chakira. That's Tate Rashi. Why don't you say more Pashit? We have no idea when it happened, so we're missing the Chakira. This pshat from the Adrama, from the Ran, from the Teres Chaim, from the Ravon, Kama, Rishayim, and Achrayim say this pshat, it sounds like a murchachdik pshat. If you say Maman is in his Jewish of Chakira, Aiden that signed on a star, even if they write a date, we have no idea if that was the date. If Mazimim come, we're going to say it wasn't the date. It's the Aiden Shiat Yachal Azim, we don't have the Chakiris. And Rashi says a whole different knage. Rashi says that since Chakiris are to be Machish to Edim, so this also should be considered Achasha. If you make Chakiris to see if you can make Achasha, here we have Achasha ready, and we're saying we're ignoring the Achasha, we're being Metaritz to Peshema, so steer to Chakiris. Why don't you say the regular pshat? And the second R is like this. The Tshuva Shev Yankov in Simon Yadal, it says that from Rashi it's Mukhri held like the Ravon. From Rashi it's Mukhri, that Eidim that are machish each other b'chakiris is kosher by Dina Mamanis as well. Not like the Rambam. And L'chayi is saying very geshmak. In other words, Rashi is saying that if you need chakiris, and the point of chakiris is to get a achasha, here we have a achasha. The Edom said it happened at this time, and we have other Edom saying Imanu Ayisem. So there is a Achasha. I have a Teretz Shemar Chuvikasmu. If you hold Yinin Chakiris, that wouldn't be considered a Teretz, because the whole Chakiris are to see if they're Machash each other. And here we have a Achasha. We're not going to be Meteretz it. So what's the Gemara's Teretz? So we don't need Chakiris. But we still have to be Masb a little bit better. Because even if you need chakiris, if you have a good teretz, it's a good teretz. It's mavur l'mashal. The Gemara says there in the fifth parak with chakiris, if one says beiz b'chaydish and one says gimel b'chaydish, so we say that one that made a mistake be bur di archa. We say they're both trying to say the same day. One that made a mistake be bur di archa. One forgot. One didn't know when the chaydish started. When one says beiz shayis and one says gimel shayis, people aren't so bucky exactly b'shayis. They didn't have watches in those days. They had to look at the sun. And you had to know exactly the angle of the sun, and people can't predict it so well, they can't measure it so well, and Mimela, they can make a mistake for sure. So Shaila is like this. If the teretz of a chruvik asvu is a good teretz, so even if you need chakiris, the halacha is that when you have a good teretz, even if one says one thing, one says the other thing, but you have a reason how they could be making such a mistake, so you're not mevatel v'edus. And if the teretz of a chru is not a good teretz, so why the fact that you don't need chakiris, why does that make it a good teretz? What's the pshat exactly in the shakel of the tariyah? So there's a mayor dig a shtickle in Reb Chaim, and Elchus Eidus per Gimel Achadal, he says pshat in the sugya mamash beautifully. Reb Chaim shtells look like this. The Rambam says that midiraisa, you need Eidus balpeh. Eidus b'chsav doesn't work midiraisa. The old din of shtar is that there are abanim, and there are ices of psul and piksavim. So Ramban has a kashis and sefer a mitzvah sheirish beis that he says. So how is it shayach by gittin that isha should get married because of the get? The get could be used as a rai as well. How is it shayach the isha should be able to get married? I mean, there is no such thing. As Eidus Shibishtar, Bishloima, by Mominus, you could say, is that the Kanas Racham, Hefker, Bez, and Hefker, Mashenken, by Gittin, how can Chazal be Matinacious Ish with the get, with Eidus Shibishtar, how's that going to work? So Reb Chaim says at Teretz, that any time the Shtar, the Torah gave it a Din Shtar, because it's been used to Shafa Chalois, to Shafa Kinyan, like Gittin, like Shtar Yamecha, Vechuli, Shtar Shechur, Shtar Kedushin, all these things that have a shame Torah Shtar, in order to shafa kinyan, those things have a din shtar, and a din shtar is memelin edus. So there's no din of a piksavim. Piksavim is when you need a goddess edus. But the shtar, you don't need a goddess edus. The shtar takes care of a goddess edus. Edim achsum al shtar and ask me shenech edusim ebezdin. It's already completely finished the Kabbalah edus. So memelin is no din of a piksavim. Mashenki in the Rambam that says it shtar is a medivay seifrim, because you need edus balpeh, midaraisa, the din of a piksavim piksavim. That's talking about a shtar, which is not a shtar kinyan, just a shtar raya. A shtar raya, midiraisa, is no such shtar. It doesn't exist such a shame shtar, midiraisa, lefid Rambam. A male is a psul and pim, like biksavim, because it doesn't have a shtar, it doesn't have these dine, it doesn't have the dine shtar, midiraisa, there's no din of nechkara, there's no din of sefar to get edus, and a male, there'll be a problem with pim, like biksavim. Let's tie it into Reb Chaim. Hazak Reb Chaim, I have a meridig raya to this yisait. Because this gemara is mavur. And again, he's first learning up the Gemara, the first Mahalach we have in the Gemara. That the problem with Shtaris is, the reason why the Gemara is so in Shtar that you don't need Yishev HaKira, is because the Shtar, you have no idea when the Shtar was, even if it's a Zman written in the Shtar, but since you have Shemachu V'Kesvu, it's not Yishev HaKira, so that it's still Yachal Azima. It's effective Chaim, so what about Gittin? The Get doesn't have a Zman, the Gemara says in Gittin it's Kosher. The Vlad and Nisus of Vlad Kosher. It's only Psil der Rabbanan to get without his man. Well, to Yamater and Isha L'chayim, there I see any Jewish of Chakira. So what's the pshat that a get works? So the Mugi Yosef says, the Mugi Yosef asks his Kasha here and says that Vaisais begin also Chazal were not Matsuk Jewish of Chakira. And the reason why Chazal could do it is because of Kinner Rabbanan Kedushim Minei. They could do it by Gittin, even though Gittin is Yisurim, but of Kinner Rabbanan Kedushim Minei, they can make it the Kanas Chachamim. That you don't need Yishev HaKir out of Kinner Rabbanan Kedushim Minei. Effective Chaim, it doesn't seem to stem Bechlal. The Gemara says in Daf Yud Zayin and Gittin, Mibneimat Tiknu Zman Begittin. Why do they make a takon of Zman Begittin to a different time? Shem Basachaisim, Shem Peiris, L'chaya, midaraisi needs man. What's the night tiknus of Amagin? Midaraisi needs man. Okay, midaraisi needs man, and there are bana who mafkir the takan with the din deraisa, and then they were masakin it. Doesn't seem to shtim. And the Gemara says in Yavam, Mustaflam, and Alf, you don't need man by shtar kedushin, and there is not a vert of afkin or abana kedushin minay. It sounds like a shtar kedushin would work in Gansen without his man, even though midaraisa she's not mekadeshus, and she'll be makabla kedushin meacha would work. And who within shtar shikha doesn't need his man? And l'chayit is not shaykh of kinu b'chlal b'shtash ichu. What's it in mefkiya? He says, if the mefkiya, the avdus mitchila, then he's a guy, he won't be yid b'chlal. And the shtash ichu works to make him a yid. So Reb Chaim is very, very bothered with the Muki Yosef. He argues on the Muki Yosef. He says, if shat's like this, anytime the shtar is a shtar mideraisa, like a shtar kinyan, that has a din, a chalai shem shtar mideraisa, there b'chlal you don't need yushiv achakir, because nasakim yishnech reduzim abezdin, it's already nechkar. There's no din of Jewish Achkir because there's no din of Kabbalah's Eidus. There's no din of Agadah's Eidus. It's already a fire to get Eidus. So, Mamela, you don't need any Jewish Achkir. They don't have to write the Zman and the place, whatever it is. The Shtar is kosher without it because there's no, the Bechlal doesn't pass the Indian of Achkir here. The Eidim, they don't need Kabbalah's Eidus, Bechlal. So, what's the Shtar in Agamar? Agamar is talking about a Shtar Ayah. A Shtar Ayah, the Rambam holds, doesn't really have a Torah Shtar. So it's midirabanan. So midirabanan, they allowed for an eidus b'chsav. They allowed an eidus to come in b'chsav, fine. But if the pshat is you need drisha v'chakira, so then there should be matzrich that the eidus b'chsav should have the same halachas of the eidus b'alpeh that you need drisha v'chakira. Because be'etzim, it's not a shtar. It's not the pshat that we don't need our God this eidus b'chlal. That's only when it's a shtar kinyan, which has a shame shtar, it has a chaloi shame shtar. So me'la ta'ina d'b'chayim e'nechirami. Gittin and Shtar Kinyan and Shtar Shech and all these things would have a Chaloi Shem Shtar, Avada they wouldn't need his man, Midaraisa. You wouldn't need his man in order to give it a din of Jishu Chakira, because you don't need Jishu Chakira. That's a din in Kabbalah's Eidus. And here the Eidus is fine to get ready. The Gemara's Raya, that you don't need Jishu Chakira by Mamanus is that we're talking about a Shtar Raya. Shtar Raya doesn't exist, Midaraisa. And the Rabbanu were Masakin that they could accept a Shtar Raya. But the shaila is, you can't say that it's ready if I had to get this mechatesa. There's no such shtar be'etzim. So there you would need Jewish v'chakira. That's tied into Chaim shat. So male effect of Chaim, I bezay, the Ramban that holds not that way. The Ramban holds that shtar is all their isa. And even a shtar ayim, their isa has a shame shtar. So avad that of shat is, that you don't need Jewish v'chakira. It's good without any Jewish v'chakira because it's a fire to get this. It's already a shtar. And like if Chaim holds, it's mamash klarai. He argues on the Muki Yosef. He holds that the fact that you find that by gittin, it's mashim without it, the kanas chom, you wouldn't need his man. And by kedushin, you don't need his man. And by shtar shichur, you wouldn't need his man. Vayi says you don't need Jewish v'chakira. It's not a dimitzad that dinim mamnes don't need Jewish v'chakira. So what was the Gemara's raya? So Zok Dether and Ban learned the Gemara like Rashi. The Yisayin Shal Advarim is not that you're missing Zman, there's no problem missing Zman. On a Shtar, you don't have to have the Chakiris. But the problem is you have a Chosha here. You have a Chosha in the Chakiris. Because when the Edom are coming to you, Mazim, that blames a Chosha in the Chakiris. Oh, so Tainet Reb Chaim. So why, if it's considered a Chosha in the Chakiris, is that totally if you need Chakiris or not? Zok Dazai. Zok that the Torah said that Edus Nijishav Chakira. Shteid dem svei dinim. It says one din without Jewish of a chakir, it's not an edus. And it says another din that the Jewish of a chakir blames me gufa edus. That is the etzim chefts of the edus. If you know any Jewish of a chakir, so when it happened and where it happened, it's not negated to the edus. The edus is what happened. When it happened, where it happened, that's not the edus. Behind that you need Jewish of a chakir, that becomes a chelik of the gufa edus. What happened, when it happened, where it happened, is all a migufa shel edus. That is the gufa edus. So Tainet Reb Chaim, even though you don't have to ask the edim the Jewish hakiris, it's nasik mishnech reducing the bestim. You don't need to know the Jewish hakiris. But atas, yeah, the balta edus is an edus that needs hakiris. The hakiris are migufa shel edus. So Melan, this is the pshat. If dinei mamonis would need Jewish hakira, so even though Shtar Be'etzim wouldn't need Yishuv Chakir, Shtar wouldn't have to, they wouldn't have to answer these questions because it's already Nasim Yishuv Yudusim Bezdin. But when they write a Zman on the Shtar, that Zman is the Guf of the Eidus. And if you have someone being mazen, this man that was written on the shtar, that's a chosh in the chakiris, that's a chosh in the guf of the edus. So you wouldn't be able to fend for Shem and Chuv v'kisvu. Vashekin, the Gemara says in the Maskoni, you don't need chakiris. So that means that chakiris are not from the guf of the edus. I have a right, the edus is shekir because they weren't there at that time. Nah, a right you don't have, Shem and Chuv v'kisvu. Once it's not Mikufish Ladis, it doesn't bother Starchash, we can fend for Nachasha. We can say Terusim for Nachasha. So the fear of Chaim, it's Miyushiv the Rashi, the two kashas we asked in the Rashi. The first kasha we asked is, why didn't Rashi learn like the other Rishayim? Why didn't he learn that the Gemara's kasha was that if you need Jishu Chakira, I don't know what time it happened, I don't know when it happened, it's the main I'm missing Jishu Chakira. So Akhtib Chaim Parshit, because by a shtar you don't need Jishu Chakira. If you hold like the Ramban, that all shtaris are made Isa, so the shtaris can be shnechudis and bezdin. That you have to bepoil, go and be derish shechayke the edus, is dafka the edus and a maga the edus of nei bezdin, you have to make Jewish of a chakira. A shtar is an edus. A shtar is an edus without Kabbalah's edus of bezdin. There wouldn't be a din that you would that's a need Jewish of a chakira. And if Chaim's raya is, because you see that by Gittin and by Kedushin and by Shtashikra and these things with the Isa, you don't need Zman. And by Kedushin and Rabbani, you don't need Zman. Vaistais, when you have a shtar, you don't need the chakiris. Now the Rambam, he holds that a shtarai is different. A shtarai, you don't have the nechira. A shtarai, even though the Rabbanan said you could keep the shtar, but they still said you need the whole Torah's edus of the shtar. If you need Jishu Chakira, they'd be mistaken that you'd need the Jishu Chakira and the Ksav of the shtar. Now Shenkin Rashi holds like the Ramban that even shtarai are that way. Shtarai also have a din shtar midiraisa. And Mela wouldn't be shaykh that you would need Zman al Shishav Chakira. So I was like, what is the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha is that you consider Achasha. Why is whether it's considered Achasha totally if you need Chakiris or not? Teretz is, Dr. Chaim, if you need Chakiris, so even if you don't have to actually go and find out the Chakiris because it's Nechre Dusim and Bezdin, but since Din Imamun is Becholi, it's Din Chakiris, so the Chakiris are Meguf Shaladis. So any Achasha that's there in the Chakiris will be Achasha in the Guf Shaladis. And Mimela, the Eidus will be Batal. And Haidat, the Gemara is saying that you don't need Chakiris. The Chakiris are no longer the Gufa Shal Eidus. So Achash and Chakiris is not a problem. We have an answer. We can fend for the Achash. We can say, good, Shem Achruv v'kisvu. And that's how the Reb Chaim is learning that the Ramban is going to go like the Ravan. That Lamaisa, since we don't need Chakiris, so if the Eidim are machish each other by Chakiris, that's Kasher. There's no Chilak Chakiris in Bedikas. Once you don't need chakiris, the chakiris are no longer beguf for shleidus. It's a chash of the chakiris, the same as a chash of the medikas. It's kasher. So that's the Gemara's taste. So we don't need chakiris. So mail is not a problem if there's a chash of the chakiris. That's the shtickle of Reb Chaim, and that's miyash of the Rashi. And now let's see the sugya vayta. Like we already discussed, the Gemara has three pshatim. That here the Mishnah says you need jishiv chakira, and it's mavur. By shtaris, you don't need Jishu v'chakira. And the Gemara says three mahalchim. Rabbi Chanina had said, midaraisi need Jishu v'chakira, midarabanan. They took off the din of Jishu v'chakira because of Tindal Delsifne Lavin. We have Ravin that says, masnisin dacha bedine knasais, vidach maidas valvais. This Mishnah is talking about knasais, but knasais is still a din of Jishu v'chakira. And by das valvais is no din of Jishu v'chakira. And our Papa says that both by Das Vavois, Kamadin Meruma, Kamadin Shaina Meruma. That a Din Meruma, you need Yishuv HaChakira. And like Taisus points out, it's not that we know that it's Meruma, that we have reason to suspect that it's Meruma. So there you're passing the Din, but then you need Yishuv HaChakira. And the Rishainim speak out that there's no machlokes between these three Terutzim, Rav Chanina, Rav, and our Papa. They all agree that Midaraisa, everything needs Yishuv HaChakira. They all agree that Dine Knossos, even Midar Abban, needs Yishuv HaChakira. And they all could agree that Din Meruma needs Yishuv HaChakira. It's just a shaila, how does that sign the Mishnah? Rav Chanina said this Mishnah is talking about the Din Deraisa, because this Mishnah is going on all Dine Mamanis, in all cases, and it means Midaraisa, it doesn't mean Midar Abban. Rava found that a Deichik does that sign the Mishnah, Dafka Midaraisa. So Rava pointed out that there's certain Dine Mamanis that even Midar Abban needs Yishuv HaChakira. And our Baba didn't want to say the Mishnah is Dafka talking about Knossos. He says, even by Das Avais, because in certain cases you need Jishuv HaChakira. But they all agree to each other. That is a machlekes Yishayim. In Rav's Teretz, that by Knossos you don't need Jishuv HaChakira, how much is Nichlal and Dine Knossos? Taisus and the Rosh discuss it in the first perek. The Rosh says, because then the first perek is a discussion if you need mumchen. And the Mishnah says there, dinim amnes b'shleisha, gzeros v'chavolos b'shleisha, and the Mar explains that dinim amnes is shleisha adyaitis, and gzeros v'chavolos, you need shleisha mumchen, and the Mar says, midiraisa, you always need mumchen. But I don't say, voice, you don't need mumchen, shle tindal dels with neilavin. The Mar tells Surab Chanina with drisha v'chakira. So the Rosh learns it's the same gather. Wherever Chazal said you don't need mumchen, in that case, you also don't need yishuv v'chakira. So kum dais, it's lav dafka idos v'avoyis that doesn't need yishuv v'chakira. Everything, zeilos also doesn't need yishuv v'chakira. Dine nizakim don't need yishuv v'chakira. All dine mamonis that bezin kapaskin and bavel doesn't need yishuv v'chakira. That the Gemara in Achayvel speaks about in Bavakama, which things bezin kapaskin and bavel you don't need mumchen. The only thing not is Adam, that's Azik Adam, that's Loi Shchiach. So Melavia, they need Mumchen. But Raivin, the cases of Dine Mamanis do not need Mumchen. And those cases also don't need Yishuv Echkir. Taisus read Taisus Svara, just like you have a Svara, like Tindal Dels if they love it. You don't want that people shouldn't lend money because they'll be afraid they won't get their money back. You also want Shetindal Dels if they gazlanim, that people shouldn't have free reign to be mazik, to steal, because they ate them with Yishuv HaKira. They waived the requirement of Yishuv HaKira, Kadesh HaTinel Dels of Negaz Lonim. But Tezin Nef Gimel holds that the way. Tezin Nef Gimel, at least in one Teretz, holds that Dafka Yidos Vavayis don't need Yishuv HaKira. Other Dinim Amnes would need Yishuv HaKira. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Lamed Paskins like the Rosh, that other Dinim Amnes do not need Yishuv HaKira. There's also a Shail Nirushainim about Din Merumah. Shail is din merumah. The Rambam is mavur that din merumah needs mamish the regular din yishuv v'chakira. That they said that din mamonis don't need yishuv v'chakira is not said by din merumah. Din merumah need the regular din yishuv v'chakira. But the Ran brings from Rabbeinu David that no, din merumah doesn't need a regular din yishuv v'chakira. Din merumah means that you have to be derish v'chakir more. You have to be more careful. If you how much you think it needs, you have to be very, very careful with these eidim because of din merumah. It's a little bit shver. What does the Mishnah say? Echad dinin nefashis, echad dinin mamonis with Yishuv v'chakira. It's a different type of Yishuv v'chakira. Al kopanim, yeah, he says, because sometimes you need more. The Rivash also says this is the Siman Reish Samaches, and it's brought in the Beis Yosef Siman Lamed, that Yishuv v'chakira, even by din merumah, doesn't need the same dinim as Yishuv v'chakira. It just means to be derish v'chayke very stark. He was saying there, it's a very big case there, that there was a woman that got married, and after she got married, Edom came and said she was Megadeshus to someone else. And the question was, we have to accept her Edus, and she won't be able to stay married to the one she married to. So in the middle, he was discussing that the Edom who said about the Kedushin, they didn't know exactly when it was. There were any Adei B'chakiris, and he says, this is a Din Merumah, to say that she got Megadeshus in a secret way, very, very suspicious. But still he held that wasn't enough to pass all the Eidus because you don't need mamish drisha v'chakira. See, the emes is a big shmuz in the Rishayim. This gets into another shmuz. We have here by dinim ominous, you don't need drisha v'chakira. And like the Rosh says, it's come out, all dinim ominous don't need drisha v'chakira. And dinim fashis need drisha v'chakira. What about Kedushin and Gerushin? And to Aserisha Lebaila. Beis Yosef talks about it here in Siman Lamed. The Ran talks about it. Rishayim here discuss it. It's a big machlekes Rishayim. There's some Rishayim hold you do not need Yishuv v'chakira by these things. They're like mamonis. There's a Gemara at the end of Yevamos. The Gemara has a machlekes Tanoim. If Eidim that say that a husband died, do they need Yishuv v'chakira? The Eidus Nashim. And the Gemara says the machlekes is that one is medamit to dina nefashis, they need yishuv v'chakira, and one says that since it's a ksuva, so since it's a ksuva, it blames like dina mamonis. So you don't need yishuv v'chakira. So you can learn all these things that dina mamonis because of that, but going like the logic of that Gemara, that when there's a ksuva, it's dina mamonis, so asering an isha l'bal is also a ksuva. Gerushin is also a gay ksuva. Kedushin is also a gay ksuva. But it's a big machlokes rishayim. Can't be ma'arich so much about the Nekudah, but I want to say one inyan, one geshmak inyan Penegay the Shail of Jisha v'chakira by Eidus Nashim. And the Ned Behuda comes with the Gavaldige Chiddush. Ned Behuda says, he says it, it's an Evanezim Madura Kama Simon and Ches, and he says it again in Simon Ayin Beis, in the Steerus Heter Arishain. Then even if you hold that Eidus Nashim needs Jisha v'chakira, which is a Shail and he wants to Mechalak, he says sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. If it's something he says that could come with Dei Nefashis, it needs Jisha v'chakira. If it's just Negei, Issa Isha Labayel, it doesn't need Jisha v'chakira. Baal Kopanim, it really says a Chiddush, that even if you say that you need Jisha v'chakira, still, if there's any day of the chakiras, it won't vassal. He says like this, that we mentioned this Gemara earlier in the Shir. The Gemara in the fifth verse, before Jisha v'chakira includes the seven chakiras, which meet to which year, which month, which day of the month, which day of the week, which hour, and which place. And it includes Bedikas. You have to ask the other facts about the case. And the Gemara says, Chakiris, if you say any Yedea, the Eidus is Batal. And Bedikas, if you say any Yedea, the Eidus is not Batal. Only if they machish each other. And the Gemara says, Mem Aleph and Medeis. And the reason is, because by Chakiris, if you're not able to say what time it was, then it's an Eidus Yeti Achal Azim. We can't be mazin them. They don't know, they don't say exactly the time and the place. So how can we say Imanu Yisem? It's a problem of Eidus Yeti Achal Azima. So Zagdin Eidim Behuda, by Eidim Kedushin, you could do Kasha Zaman by Eidim Kedushin. If Eidim say that Eish is Mekadeshis, and then two other Eidim come and say Imanu Yisem, they get an Einish? Of course not. How can you do Kasha Zaman to them? What would you do to them? Or if Eidim say Eish is Mekadeshis, and they omazim them, then you'll say that their wives are Mekadeshis from them? You don't say that. There's no Kasha Zaman. And the same thing about Eidus Asring and Isha Labayla. There's no Kasha Zama. Now, there's a Taisus in Makkah's Daf Beis. The Gemara, the Mishnah there says, if Eidim come and say that someone's a Ben Gerusha Mechalutza, and then they found Zayman, you don't make them a Ben Gerusha Mechalutza Tachtav, you give them Alkus. So Taisus asks a Kasha, why isn't the Eidus Shit Yachal Azima? You can't do Kasha Zama with them. So Taisus first Taisus says that Malkus is a Kim of Kasha Zama, so you could do Kasha Zama with them. And Taisa's second teretz is that whenever it doesn't not shayich hazama, whenever it doesn't pass the inyan of hazama b'chlal, if hazah edus, it wasn't in the parish of hazama, so that edus doesn't need yachal hazima. Yachal hazima is the pshat that since the edus is in the parish of hazama and you can't do the parish of hazama, that's a psul of edus yet yachal hazima. The teretz said by edus the parish of hazama, you have to go to mekayin in the parish of hazama. But this Eidus, which you can't do with Hazama, they're not in the parish of Hazama. So in this Eidus, there's no din of Eidus Yit Yachal Hazima. So Mele Zakta Eibazai, by Eidei Kedushin, Eidei Gerishin, Eidei Las Yerisha Lebailo, and the Eibid Nemzon that did is no Malchus either. You don't even have the first Eidus of Taisus. So these Eidus are not in the parish of Hazama, and these Eidus is no din of Eidus Yit Yachal Hazima. And Mele Zakta Eidei Behuda. The whole reason why you can't say any Yedeya by Chakiris is because it's Eidus Yit Yachal Azima. An Eidus, which is not Shayach Hazama, and that Eidus, you don't say it in the Eidus Yit Yachal Azima. So why do you give them Chakiris? The same reason why you give Bedikas, to see if they'll be machish each other. Just like Bedikas, they could say any Yedeya. If they machish each other, it's a problem, but they could say any Yedeya. So Chakiris also, the whole reason why any day is a problem is because Eidus Yit Yachal Azima. Eide Kedushin, Eide Gerishin, Eide Laisi Shalomel is not Shaykh Hazama. The male is not Shaykh that you need Yachal Azima. And the male, the whole reason why you'll ask them the Chakiris is to see if they machish each other, but they could say any Yedea. It's Mamish Punk Lehepech at a Shach. But he says the Shach could be maskim. The Shach we had mentioned earlier says that even Mammon does not need Rishav Chakira, it still needs Yachal Azima, still any Yedea is a problem. But that's Shver, like we said, because if they're not going to say when it was, l'chayr, it's not Yachal Azima. So l'chayr, nichol, and the takana, you don't need Yishav HaKir, is it? You don't need Yachal Azima. We spoke about this earlier in the Shia. But he says, even the Shach, that's dafka by Mammon, because the Shach holds Mammon, you need Yachal Azima. But Shaykin here, you don't need Yachal Azima, so even if you do need Yishav HaKir, any day it won't be a chasarn. That's a chiddush in an Eidah Behuda. He says in Allah HaLamaisa, Lagada Eide Kedushin, Lagada Eide Isha, Asring Isha Lebaila, they don't know when it was, it's not a psul in the Eidus. The Beis HaLevi, though, it's in Chayla Gimel Simon, he argues. He says that this Rivash that we just spoke out, the Rivash that wanted to say The Yavash held that Eid Kedushin do not need Drisha V'Chakira, but the Yavash says maybe you need Drisha V'Chakira because it's a Din Meruma. And the Yavash says, well, even though it's a Din Meruma, but it doesn't need real Drisha V'Chakira, you just have to do Darish V'Chayka L'Fikaychay. But you see, Mefurish, that the Yavash Nemdan, that if you would need Drisha V'Chakira, any day would be a problem. And he brings other ayahs. But what do you do with the Naibudis Kasha? I lechay, it's not shy chazama, so how could it be that any day is a problem? The Gemara says any day is only a problem because it blames Eidah Shiat Yachal Azima, and these Eidahs are not shy chazama. So Beis Halevi says three terutzim, three reasons why it's still a problem. First of all, he says like this. First of all, he says, you could learn that any day in Chakiris is a chsarin in the Ikad in Chakir. The Gemara says it has to do with Eidah Shiat Yachal Azima. That's just how to learn up the Pasuk. The Hechrich, when the Pasuk said Chakiris, any day is a psul, because if any day would be kosher, normally you'd have the problem of Eidah Shiat Yachal Azima. But haint, that any day, you can't answer the chakiris with an any day. So Mela, you learn up the pasuk that the chakiris have to be answered, they have to know the answer to the chakiris, mitzad ikad in chakiris, not only mitzad Eidah Shiat Yachal Azima. That's one teretz. Secondly, the Beis Halevi says like this. He says, Eidah Shiat Yachal Azima is kail two things. One is that the Eidim have to be able to be susceptible to the einish of Kasha Zaman. That's one thing. And that doesn't apply by Eidus with inherently there is no einish of Kasha Zaman. Like Taisha says in the second tense, Eidah Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. Like the Nebu is saying, by Eidus Kedushin, Eidus Gerushin, Eidus Laisishin Labaila, there is no din of Kasha Zaman Samil. They don't have to be susceptible to einish of Kasha Zaman because there's no such thing by this Eidus. But then there's another thing, that the Eidus have to be susceptible to being nullified on Yedei Hazama. Being an Eid Sheker Eid. The Eidus has to be able to go through the test of Hazama. Nothing to do with the Einish. It says two things in the parish of Hazama. It says, being an Eid Sheker Eid, Ashet Teshaka Guf Vishal Eidus with Hazama, and it says, Vasisun Leikash Hazama. So even though you don't have to be able to Mekayim the Einish of Kash Hazama, because not Chayach the Einish of Kash Hazama with this Eidus, but you do have to be able to mekayim the ikedin that you could be seis to the Eidus HaYedei Hazama. That much Yachal Azima you need, even by Eidus Kedushin Gerushin Eloysa Avayla. So Mela, if they say any day into the Chakiris, you can't be seis to the Eidus, that's a different problem of Eidus Shit Yachal Azima that you'll have here also. That's like the Beis Levi, there's two dinim in Yachal Azima. Yachal Azima means to give them the Einish of Azama. And whenever the Eidus inherently can't have an Einish of Azama, you don't need Yachal Azima for that Eidus. And Yachal Azima also is that you could shlug them up by Yedei Azama. And that every Eidus has to be able to be shlugged up by Yedei Azama. And then he says a third shot that he names on, that he could be there would get Malchus for lying about Kedushin, Negerushin, Laisha, Albaila. So Mele, the Beis Halevi's maskana is that if Kedushin, Negerushin, Laisha, Albaila would need Yishuv HaKira, Avada any day would be a psul, either because that's the ikedin of Yishuv HaKira, or that even if you wouldn't need Yachal Azima mitzad the einish, but you'd need Yachal Azima mitzad the abshlag of the einis, or you need Yachal Azima for the einish because there's an einish of Malchus. That's the Beis Halevi arguing on the Neid Behuda.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.